Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome everybody. I'm Rich Hellman here live on Southern Sports Central back here in the Firehouse tonight for another magnificent matchup between Somerville and Berkeley. The ladies here are about to wrap it up here with 23.8 seconds remaining here in their main event here. 43-40 with the lead here in the fourth period here in the Firehouse. Like I mentioned, we will be in moments joined by, well, the guy to the side of me. That would be Coach Myers. He'll join me here and talk to us about what's going on with, of course, this game here coming up tonight between that of the Berkeley Stags and your Somerville Green Wave. Now, the tip-off of that game is going to be in moments. Somerville has improved now to 4-2 on the night. We'll see what these guys can do as Berkeley comes into town. Now, a couple of other headliners on the day. I want to say congratulations to Jackson Hutto, your one and only man who has definitely done a phenomenal job on putting together a highlight reel today over there at the Shrine Bowl. Now, that Shrine Bowl is going to definitely help him at his next level, where he, of course, hopes to continue his ride into the sky with college football, hopefully, on the horizon. 13 seconds remaining here. 43-40 is the score with your Lady Green Wave with the lead against the Berkeley Stags here in a matchup that seems to be, without a doubt, one that will definitely be a nice rebound after last night. It was a tough one here in the Firehouse for our girls as they dropped one to the crosstown rival, Ashley Ridge. Now, with Ashley Ridge coming in here, beating us in the ladies' side, it was the guys that won that one at a buzzer beater. I mean, it was every bit of a 49-48 victory for your fellow Green Waves. And now, with that being said, Derek Larry was our player of the game for that game. And, again, we'll see what he's able to do tonight. Also, we saw Jordan Dunn, a guard, sophomore, 5'8", 135 pounds, put some pretty big shots up. But the man also that we keep an eye on here tonight is going to be Mark Mazik. Mark is a junior, 6'2", 172 pounds. We're going to do a couple of things. Let's get some breaks in here. We'll come back. We'll take everything we can with us here to the break as we come back, and we'll get you ready for the big matchup here next with Somerville and the Berkeley Stags. We'll be right back, guys. And welcome back, everybody. I'm Rich Yeldon here, voice of your Green Wave here on Southern Sports Central. Another phenomenal night of high school basketball brought to you by Somerville High School and the athletic department right here on Southern Sports Central. Excited here tonight. Got a big-time game between that of the Somerville Green Wave taking on the likes of the Berkeley Stags coming in here tonight. Berkeley, of course, hosted our Green Wave just weeks ago. We were able to come out of that one with a big-time victory on a Tuesday night, but it is a Saturday night special here on Southern Sports Central. We'll, of course, talk to you a little bit about everything under the lights here. As, of course, you look around, it's a decent crowd for a Saturday night on the side that we're on, right here beside the student section. On the other side, which is behind our bench and that of, well, Berkeley's bench, they're starting to come in kind of slowly, but nevertheless, it's filling up. Nothing like it was last night. If you missed the game last night, shame on you, because it was quite the matchup between crosstown rivals Ashley Ridge in Somerville. Now, this one came all the way down to the buzzer where Derek Larry stands on the free throw, misses one but makes the other to put us up 49-48. And with the final second, he throws it down, and Derek Larry is the man that steps up and catches it across midcourt that ended the ball game and puts us at 4-2 on the season, 2-1 in the region. And tonight we take a moment to step away from the region and do what we need to do here outside. Now, this is an old-school rivalry. If you guys have spent time here on the campus of Somerville, maybe played some sports here, maybe you played over there at Berkeley, you remember this is a rivalry that dates way back when. And I mean way back when. So when these two teams get together, there's a lot of, let's say, old traditions that are reunited here tonight. So we'll see what we have as 5 minutes hit the clock before we go to green. And, of course, we'll be excited here at halftime, hopefully to catch up with the head coach for your Somerville Green Wave. Of course, that is no other than David Long. We'll talk to him about the X's and the O's on tonight's matchup. Now, again, we will not see Jonathan Bennett in the action tonight. He's a guard, junior, 6'1", 205, still dealing with a nagging injury from his football days here just a few weeks back. It's hard to believe that football, of course, isn't every Friday night. It's something I feel that we should definitely be doing every Friday night, but unfortunately, it all comes to an end. We're now getting ready for 2018, and Coach Joe Call has spent today up at the Shrine Bowl. Now, at the Shrine Bowl, we've seen the likes of, well, one of our own up there, Mr. Jackson Hutto. Jackson's been up there representing the Green Wave on the offensive line, and we'll see what he can do. And waiting to find out how some of his highlight reels came back. I do know he made some history today up there at the Shrine Bowl. He wore the all-white helmet, something that Coach Call and the staff, we brought out over the year. That was at James Island where you saw the white helmets, and it was later on where they broke out the all-white uniforms. I mean, it was quite the look. And, of course, the record in the white helmets is pretty daggum good. I believe we ended up going 3-1, and that only loss came to that of, well, you look at the guys at Fort Dorchester during the season. Now, it was a playoff that we took those to Judge Fort. You know how that one ended. But, again, Coach has done a great job putting together a staff, putting together a group of kids that believe and buy into as one. And we'll be keeping an eye on the off season with him and all of his coaching staff as well. Now, a couple of our players tonight that we'll be looking at here. Somerville's going to take the court at 4-2, overall 2-1 in the region. But, again, you want to keep an eye on Derek Lear. He's going to have to step up tonight. He's a junior, 5'10", 175 pounds. He's playing in the injury of Jonathan Bennett. Also tonight, of course, Andre Banks, a guard, junior, 5'10", 190 pounds. What does he put together tonight is going to also be an interesting conversation on the floor. Didn't have his best game last night, but tonight it's a new night. Tonight a new night where we'll see some new things happening. And again, where do we go from here? What has to happen? Where does it go? And what needs to take place here tonight? Also, Mark Mazik, a center, junior, 6'2", 175 pounds. He and, as well, a man, Rodney Capers, who has also done a good job leading the stat charts with putting together some numbers that have been quite impressive here early into six games. But tonight it's a new night. We wash away all the sweat and the excitement from that. Now we get into tonight, and what happens tonight is going to be the conversation at hand. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2:05 here remaining. Now we'll give you the look here for the Berkeley Stags. They're going to come over here in that famous Berkeley blue pants, blue tops and the white numbers on your Somerville Green Wave. They're going to deck out the white pants, the white shirts, and the green stripe down the side. So we'll see how this thing works out now as the buzzer sounds off, which means it's now time to bring in our guys and get this thing underway. Basketball team's going to be heading over to the Beach Ball Classic. This is one of the huge traditional tournaments up on the Grand Strand. I've got a lot of history on that side of the world growing up in Myrtle Beach, spending my time at Sacasea High School where it was originated at, and a ton, and I mean a ton of great athletes that have come through that gym before they moved it over to, of course, the Coliseum or Convention Center, if you will, over there in Myrtle Beach. It was at Sacasea High School where the Braves were always in it, and again, they're in it this year. Myrtle Beach will be in it. Many teams will be partaking in that great traditional holiday treat that you have to be invited to. So Coach Long has done a great job getting things together for your Somerville Green Wave. We mentioned it last night, but it was a year ago last night where Coach Long kind of hit some stride there. We were at Ashley Ridge where our Green Wave took the win away from Ashley Ridge, and things started to really kind of turn and burn a little bit. They went away on a holiday trip, came back, and momentum continued to thrive for them. So we'll wait and see here as they're now going to announce the teams here. We'll take a quick break before we get into it, and we'll get after it here in just a moment. You're listening to Somerville football, excuse me, Somerville basketball. We've got to get into it, guys. We'll be right back in just a few.
Test.
In the coach with me here on courtside here into Somerville High School, where the Berkeley Shags will come in here and take on your Somerville Green Wave here. Underway as we go now, 7:34 here. The couple of passes around and going to look here in a opportunity for a charge. Everybody pulls back up, but we do welcome in Coach Myers. Coach, I tell you what, we're expecting a big one, Coach. The foul caught on the shot there. Now we'll look and see who the foul is going to be on. It looks to be on Somerville, so it's going to go the other direction here. Excuse me, no, that's going to go against Somerville. That'll go for Somerville. And Shaq Davis will be the man that gets to bring it out. Shaq going to stand at the bottom of the base. Shaq here, one of the big mans on campus, but he's about big anywhere he goes here as he comes in here and looks around to see what he can put together. Here's the pass in here to Derek Lair. Lair going to come across the court now. He'll try to size this thing up here. And Derek now passes it inside to Mazik. Mazik puts it up and in and out it goes, coming back the other way. Number four for Berkeley going to come across the line. Passes it out. Up and no good. 3 points, no good. Mazik there on the rebound. Passes it back to Derek Lair. Lair comes across and sloppy ball handling. Going to come back the other way and a layup.
Big block there by Stack Ritchie. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
What a huge block there by Shaq Davis there. And I tell you what, you start to kind of look around and you're putting things in perspective. And, wow, what a block it was. Here's the inbound pass here. Berkeley takes it out. They're going to charge it in. Shaq with his hands up. Mazik around him as well. They're going to pass it back out. 24 for Berkeley with the ball. He's going to look under. He throws the 33. Our men doing a great job moving things around. Here's an in and out, and that's going
to
count
to
three.
Watch tonight. That is the man to watch tonight, Richie. Number three, Ephraim Butler for Berkeley. He's the guy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Passes it up to the top of the arc. Derek Leary, the man who will call the shots tonight, the general, if you will. Number three. Charges inside, posts it up, and in and out it goes. Falls into the hands of Berkeley. They're coming back our way across the center of the court here. They come to the corner. Now trying to set it up for themselves. Here you go, passing this thing around. Looking around they go, and now you see it, number 24. Back out to number three. There's a pass again, looking around.
Ephraim Butler there with the ball. He's looking to.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Under the goal he goes and around the arms. No good. Shaq Davis with the hands, and here it comes back down. Gives it to Derek Lear. Lear comes across the center of the court. Going to try to put his shoulder down, and let's see what he can do. Passes out to Banks, who's at the left side of the arc. Back up to the top he goes to Derek Lear. We're trying to size this thing up here, and we're trying to put this thing together. Larry looks out. He's going to pass it under Shaq Davis. Got men all around him, and it's stolen. And in the eyes, he was hit. No call, and the mark in it goes. 5-0, 5-0 run for Berkeley. 4:50 remaining here in the first period. Comes across the arc. That is going to be Mr. Banks. He'll pass it out to Larry. Larry back to Banks. Back to Larry. Back over now. We'll see this thing kind of setting up a little bit. There's the alley-oop, and it's no good. Mazik quickly gets under it for your Green Wave to get it back out to the top. As he's now going to go Derek Leary to the left side, and back to the top he goes over to Hayden Jeffords. Jeffords going to pass this thing to Banks, and it's nowhere close and in and out. Here's the pass, the three-point shot. No good. Banks gets the rebound. Now going to go back to Derek Leary. Is Leary going to come across the court and look around? Here's the pass in and around. Here we go to the outside. It's going to be passed to Mazik, who now goes back out there to Jeffords. Jeffords going to pass it inside to Shaq. Shaq fouled on the way up. Louisville struggling to get inside the paint. These guys out of Berkeley have put together. It looks to be a pretty good formula to keep our big man out of the painted area. We'll wait and see how this thing kind of folds out. 3:54 remaining. excited here tonight for some exciting action around the court. Saturday Night Lights under the gym here at the Firehouse for your Green Wave, trying to improve to 5-2. That would put them pretty good company outside the region. Shaq misses one, that goes for the second one, and in and out it goes. Not a good run there. It's a 5-0. Still the lead for Berkeley. 3:50 remaining. Here we go. Looking around here, number four for Berkeley, going to go in or out. Pass it out to number three. He's going to look on the outside of the arc. Stepped on the baseline, but he's not going to be hit for it there. And Berkeley continues to pass this thing around. They've got a pretty good thing. In and out it goes. 3 points. It is good. And an 8-0 run for Berkeley with 3:29. Coming across there, Derek Larry throws it into Shaq Davis, who's finally able to put something in. 8-2, under 3 minutes almost here in the first period. Pass this thing in and around, and that's going to be good. Wow, they're draining the threes tonight. Very impressive if you're a Berkeley Stag and not happy if you're a Somerville Green Wave. Derek Larry drains one from outside and gets it. 11-5, cut that lead a little bit. Effian Butler is going to be the guy we should hear a lot about tonight. Here's the pass out to 24, out to 33 for Berkeley. Berkeley going to go back out there. Well, that same Mr. Butler, and he's going to pass it. Oh, he traveled, but he's not going to get called. That's okay. Well, maybe not after all, and there's a foul. I'm not sure how he didn't get called for traveling. I mean, he literally took five steps. He's laying on his back. It's a cool trick if you're a part of the whole Harlem Globetrotters, but they're not. They've got some pretty good-sized kids there coming out of Berkeley. Number 20 looks to be standing somewhere around 6'4", maybe 6'5". 24 going to give him a run for his money as well. There's one shot, and it goes 12-5, 2:33 remaining. Another night of high school basketball here on Southern Sports Central. I'm Richie Altman. Here in moments, we'll get in here with the coach. Coach Myers will try to log in and join me here on this broadcast. Here comes our second shot from Berkeley, and it's going to bounce in the front. Derek Larry, slow to get the rebound, almost paid for it. He's going to mark inside, passes it out there to number 20 for your Green Wave, Raekwon Howard. And then gives it back to the little guy, Jordan Dunn. He can throw it up. Oh, didn't get called. And, oh, didn't get called for that one. We'll see who's it going to be on. They're going to go against Berkeley. Does he get a shot out of it? Probably not going to have to inbound it under the goal. No, he's going to give him two. One of our good guys there on the free throw, Rodney Capers, is going to get two. 12-5, 2:17 remaining. No, no good. Those are the ones that come back to burn you down the heat. If you're going against a guy who can go point for point, this is something that we preach upon daily. Hitting the free throws, doing the little things, because when the big things come, you'll be ready. 2:17 remaining in the first period, trailing 12-5 here against Berkeley in the Firehouse. Going up for the second shot. There it goes. Capers in and out. Nope, falls down. So we'll drain one out of two. We'll take it, 12-6. Cuts the lead down to six. Here comes number four for the Berkeley Stags. He'll look around. Now trying to put this thing in motion here. He travels once again, and finally we're going to get a call on the traveling mode there. Saturday Cruz down inside the lane. Now going to go some of those ways. Shaq inbounds it there to Jordan Dunn. Now Dunn's going to come across center court, put this thing in Derek Larry's hand, go back out to Dunn. He goes, throw that one back out there to Capers, down to Shaq, down to, oh, that's going to be Capers under the goal, looking for somebody. Shaq slams it down and takes a foul down with him. Put two on the board. What a shot, what a way. You got to want it more sometimes, and that was Shaq to trim this thing to 12-8 with one shot to go. It could be a three-point play with a minute 44 seconds. Going to be excited here throughout this evening because there's a lot of good things to cover here in Somerville. That shot, no good. Bounces out. Rebounds by Berkeley. They're coming across center court. Now they're getting to the top of the arc. Look around here. Back out to three. Berkeley with the ball, wearing the all blue tonight. Wow, and he did not get a hand on it. We've got to put some fingers on that one, Raekwon. He puts you in the goal, and that makes it 14-8. Here's the pass around here. Shaq, nowhere under the goal there. You're going to look there, and he's going to go out to the little man. Jordan Dunn gets it done. Yes, he does. Give him three of 14-11. This is the closest we've been since the beginning. 3 points separates the lead. Quick ball handling here by Berkeley. These guys do a great job passing. We saw this a couple of weeks ago. We got to play our game and not theirs. Hands up, fellas. Here we go. Now Dunn, the man at the top of the arc. Going to size up a little bit. Here's an outside three-pointer, and it's no good. On the rebound will be Rodney Capers. He'll bring it down himself, and he's going to just do a layup and get fouled on the way. 37.5 seconds remaining, trailing by 3, 14-11 in the first period. Always a good time here in the firehouse. Like our record, we're 2-0 after winning against Cane Bay. We won last night against Ashley Ridge, and here tonight trying to make it 3-0 at home. In and out, got it again. We're not shooting the best at the free throws this year. That's one of the things I could imagine Coach Long having that conversation coming up at the end of this period. 37.5 seconds remaining. Here's the second shot. And we'll count it. Trim that thing down to 2. 14-2 is the score with 33 seconds remaining. Oh, almost got it stolen away. Berkeley comes across center court there and moving them around extremely well. Berkeley does a great job. Hand that one to the big man. He had a shot for Berkeley, but didn't take it. It bounces in and out. And guess what? That's number two. Jordan Dunn going to give it to 20. And down it goes. Oh, what a way to finish to tie it up. Paper slams it home to tie it. And almost they had a Hail Mary shot for Berkeley. But you play a quarter, and it ties it up at 14. We'll be right back. You're listening to Green Wave Basketball right here on Southern Sports Central.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Off a new thing, couldn't take it all, so I gave her un chain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hill.
Welcome back, everybody, here as we now begin the second period here for Somerville. Now it's going to be a quick finger roll in and good for the Berkeley Stags. They'll now trim that one. No, they take a big lead, 19-14, as they try to sit here and look around with 7:29. Let's go ahead and bring in the coach with us, Coach Myers. Coach, what have you seen tonight here during tonight's action?
Well, just a really physical game so far by Berkeley. And Somerville did a great job there at the end of the first quarter, kind of answering back and all. And I think Ephraim Butler is the guy that we have to stop, number three. He is a game changer. Shaq Davis can be a game changer when he's on the floor, but you're looking at two completely different players. Shaq, a big post guy. Ephraim Butler, just a slasher and a shooter.
I tell you what, we've got some shooters here. There's a three-point shot there by your – well, that's out by Berkeley. They now extend it back out to 10, 24-14, an outside shot. Now we're throwing up some Hail Marys, guys. We got to regroup with 6:43, trailing by 10, 24-14, and here comes the Berkeley Stags across the center of the court. Now we start to kind of look around and see what we have in action here. But what would you say tonight? You start to kind of look at some of our composure, and now a timeout is called, but – when you put things together, what do we need to do to get some control back and get back into this ball game, Coach?
Well, I think we really have to lock down on defense. I see right now, Coach Long, we're playing a switch in defense, which is great. But whenever you make that switch, there can't be any lag. You got to actually have to tag off of the guy that you're switching with. We actually teach it where you touch and tag off to make the switch. Switching in on defense in high school basketball is really hard to deal with. So I think we keep doing that. We just have to close out on the shooter.
No doubt about it. Here we go with the ball. We're going to come across the center of the court there. We'll pass this thing around. Now Rodney Caper is going to put that thing away, and that's how you rebound. That's how
Rodney
you get Caper's back in it. 24-16.
So far.
Oh, yeah. That one slammed down early in the first period, I think, was kind of a statement for him. 6:05 remaining. We're trailing 24-16 here at home at the firehouse. Whoa, what a move he put on him, but he's so smooth there. And all of a sudden, we're looking at Derek Larry to bring this thing back across the arc. He's going to put his shoulder into him. No foul called. He'll pass it back out there to 20 for your green wave. That's where you Raekwon Hayward. Up to Capers. Back under the goal. It's going to be 21. It's in and out. No good for Mark Mazik as he was right under the net but unable to drop it.
Right.
5:39, 24-16, Coach.
Yep. Now, the thing, Ephraim Butler's got the ball here. He's looked at it. He's a shooter, but the thing about being a shooter is once you heat up, you're going to cool right back off. When you're on defense, you can't worry about that shooter. Play your game, play your defense, do what you're supposed to do. That's a nice turnaround one shot there by Berkeley, number 32.
Here we go, 26-16. Back out to 10, it goes to spread. Pass this thing around a little bit. Derek Larry with the ball. They're going to give it out there to Raekwon Hayward. Hayward going to give it back to Derek Larry. Larry now going to go back to Hayward. Hayward looks around, and that's going to be Mark Mazik. He kisses the glass, but not enough. And, again, Mark going to go back up and able to not put it in again.
Yeah.
So two shots,
not
Mazik's good.
I think Mark Mazik's given up about 100 pounds to number 32 down there in the paint. He's trying to play again. Ephraim Butler on the break. Laid it in.
No doubt about it. 28-16 now. They get into a 12-point lead here with 4:35 remaining in
the
second period.
30-second timeout by Coach Long just to try to get everybody regrouped and focused in. I think he's wanting to talk to our post guys right now, Capers and Mazik, and just tell them to settle down. We got to have those. When you're right at the block, right at the rim, those are must-makes.
No doubt about it. How big is it? We haven't heard a lot from Shaq tonight here. 4:33. He has a few points here. One of those is a free throw. But other than that, pretty quiet there from the big man. And they've been able to kind of post him out, really kind of size up against him, triple him up a little bit. You would think that opens it up for somebody else there, Coach, to get inside the lane to put a shot down. But that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, that's the kind of the idea there with Shaq Davis. We talked before the game. And basically, when you're a player like Shaq, the word is out. The word's out. Everybody has film now. Film is nothing that's kept secret anymore. So somebody else, Mark Mazik, Rodney Capers, maybe even a Bryce Ravenel, has to come off the bench and kind of take up some of those minutes to give teams something else to think about. There's Jordan Dunn on the skip pass in the corner. He can't get it. Good look from the wing.
Oh.
Jordan Dunn.
Man, I tell you, that kid's special. I like that young man. He's a sophomore guy. He's 5'8", 135 pounds. Soaking wet, but he drained that one from about the sideline. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 4:06, we trail 28-19 here in the firehouse against another rival team out of Berkeley. Berkeley here's got some things going on. They're going to pass this thing around. They're one of the best teams I've seen so far this year with the way they can do with the ball, passing it around, getting guys different looks and put them into different places. And again, they're going to continue to do that here tonight.
And what you want to look to see, Ephraim Butler's on the sidelines right now for Berkeley. See how long that lasts. We've got a 7-point lead right now, so they're going to try to give him a blow. If we score and cut it to 4, look to watch him come back in.
Good move there as you get the big man, number 21, Mark Mazik, stands under the goal, is able to get a big thing there and able to put 2 down and trim it now to 7,
28-21. Somerville trailing here in the second period. 3:26, Coach.
We got Shaq Davis and looks like Hayes Shepard checking back in now, trying to get something going here. We cut it to 7. Let's see what we do on defense here to try to stop Berkeley, get a rebound and run.
3:26 remaining here in the second period, Coach. Go ahead and look around, and we've got to get some excitement here. The stands, you know, for a Saturday night on our side, pretty cool across the way. They've got some sporadic things, but again, you're comparing it from last night, which is night and day.
Oh, yeah, no, night and day, no doubt.
Here's another three-point shot, and it's good. I mean, he was wide open. You got to give credit to Jordan Dunn, who blocked the first one. Unable to cover another man. That means somebody wasn't playing their assignment.
There's Hayden Jeffords, can't answer back. Oh. We talked about that last night of trying to get sucked in and want to answer back on a three-pointer. You just can't let yourself do that. There's Butler again. He missed that one, but he will shoot it.
Oh, the hands all over the ball there, and that's going to go Berkeley's direction. How that happens, I guess, at the last minute. Maybe it rolls off his fingertips, but we'll live to see another play with 2:46 remaining, and it's a 10-point spread. Berkeley with the lead, 31-21.
So Andre Banks is playing defense on Butler right now. He's got a full slate up for that if he's going to try to guard him. If I'm Coach Long and we go into halftime, I'm thinking of maybe spying number three. We take our best defensive player and just put him on number three all night long. You just stay with him no matter what we're doing, zone, man-to-man, stay with three.
Coming back at you is going to be Banks. He'll rebound it here, trailing 33-21 here. Coming up at halftime, I'm going to get the coach to hand over his headset as we'll walk over and meet the coach halfway through as we'll get an update and his halftime
pass to Jordan Dunn. Couldn't get it right there to Mark Mazik. That was a nice little shot.
Good stuff there. 33-23, a minute 51 remaining here. Is now Berkeley going to come across and try to put some plays together here. You see there, big-time man number three. We talked about Butler and what he's able to do. He is, without a doubt, the man that you want to keep your eye on for him. Nice roll move, and again, you're going to get a foul. Look to go against Berkeley.
Yeah, he pushed off. He pushed off there, you know, just trying to create space and blow by. And Andre Banks did a good job of getting his feet set, taking a retreat step, and he had to push off. Three had to push off to get it done. The referee was right there. Probably one of the few times the referees made a right call, in my opinion.
We've seen that a lot here in football and a little bit of basketball here. A minute 26 remaining, 23-33. Somerville with
going
an
up.
Opportunity in the
oh,
air.
Oh, my goodness.
No, sir. But, you know, there comes a time where they're going to have to be able to figure that play out, though, because that is something we see every night where it's that alley-oop. And it shuts this place down, and, wow, 22 wide up and drains 3, 36-23.
Yep.
As you kind of look around and you start to put everything together here. But this is probably, without a doubt, the biggest lead they've had. There's a – I want to say maybe stepped out. Not sure there, Coach.
He's calling a foul. I think he's got a foul on somebody, but the ball is stuck up there. I think Zach's probably the only person that could jump that high to get that ball out. Look at that.
And there he goes. He gets it.
Got it right out. I'll tell you what, the play that they run to get Zach that alley-oop, a lot of people say that a dunk is worth 2 points. In my opinion, a dunk sometimes is worth more than 2 points because it's a momentum changer. It gets the crowd going, and it makes the other team just feel defeated.
No doubt about it here. A minute left as we start to kind of put things together here. As with 23-36, we're with the lead is Berkeley. We haven't had it since the beginning where it was 0-0. Now here we are hopefully at halftime. We'll catch up with the coach here in just a moment. We'll find out his thoughts and what he has seen here in the first two periods at home as we are here on a Saturday night special. So welcome everybody here to Southern Sports Central, your home for Green Wave Athletics and the shots are no good.
Derek Larry matched up on number three. They're looking maybe just a little early to look to take the last shot. They're going to get an open.
Nice
good
rebound
there by Derek Larry. Oh, couldn't quite get it out. Zach recovered that one. Big step inside and a big left hand and one. That is a big-time play. That's a college-level basketball play. Chase down the loose pass, big inside step, left-hand finish, and hit the and one.
Big-time plays by big-time guys, and he's a big-time guy for sure here. It's now 25-36. Start to look at the bonus. It is in the Somerville direction. Shaq Davis going to stand at the line to try to pick up some stuff, and we got a technical. Looking to see what's going on here.
I want to say he called it on the Berkeley bench, maybe on the Berkeley coach. I know that he was, when the referee was coming back down, I'm not sure what happened with the coach. Maybe he said something he shouldn't have. Sometimes referees just take things the wrong way. If you're trying to talk to your own player, you know, emotions are high. I don't know. I think that's what it was. I think it was on the Berkeley pitch.
Wait and see what we got here with 37.1 seconds here, and that's exactly what they're getting, the technical. So Shaq will get a handful of free shots here tonight. The man that's actually the most upset right now is that same number three, Mr. Butler. I'm not sure what was said. I mean, he even had some conversation for our coaches. He's still talking to our bench, not happy about the call. Shaq's going to get a handful of shots here. No good. Got to hit those, Coach.
Yeah, he's got to take his time and just make those, you know, those free shots. Free throws are called that for a reason. They're free points. You got to make everyone count, especially on a technical. Derek Larry is going to take this.
Here we go. Derek Larry stands at the top of the arc here with 37 seconds on this technical shot. And it's no good either. I would hate to see our percentage right now, Coach, because it seems to be where we struggle in the top two areas is free throws and passing. It seems to be our Achilles heel early in the season.
Yeah, and I know that they practice. I mean, free throws is something that you practice every day, and it's kind of got to be the same. Made the second one just like last night. No pressure. No pressure at all. Derek Larry, you know, made that second free throw last night coming out of the timeout, won the game basically, then got back on defense and broke up the Ashley Ridge pass to preserve 49-48 Greenway victory. He did the second there.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Under 35 seconds here, 26-36. As we start to kind of look around and try to put things in perspective, here's a big-time shot in and out, no good. Here comes Berkeley across the paint, and now we'll see what they can do as they come across midcourt. He steps back close to the line, but no call.
He's
going to
take the last
seconds.
Shot here. He's looking to take the last shot.
That's what we do. Here's how we go. 11 seconds. Number three, Mr. Butler, wants to be the last call. Passes it out. Up and no good. 1 second.
Ooh, a little tangle there. We got a foul call. We got a foul call there on Berkeley.
And that's
going to
give him a shot there because he was actually in the process of shooting. But Shaq should get a couple of freebies here. That's a three-point shot.
Yeah, no time left on the clock. Shaq was just trying to sling the ball down there after getting the rebound with the missed shot from number 22 on Berkeley. Number 10 on Berkeley just got a little too aggressive, tangled up with him, and actually brought him down on the ground. That was a hard bring down there by Shaq. That was WWE style, but he's going to get to go to the line to shoot three.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. That is going to do it here at the first two periods. But before we get to the coach, we're going to talk about three shots because it was one of those Hail Marys, if you will. But as he was going up, he was also going down, and that being the likes of what you saw on the foul down here in front of the table.
Yeah, and the Berkeley coach is not happy about that. He is not happy at all for a foul call there with no time left on the clock. But, hey, it is what it is. A foul is a foul.
You live and die by the rule, and sometimes it bounces your way tonight. At the end of the second period, it comes to us. Here's Shaq for shot number one, and no good.
This is the first one. This is the first one.
Here we go, and shot number two. Percentages are not our friends on the free throw, and it's in and out. And that's no good. He only gave him two. Let's quickly catch up with the coach. And we want to welcome you here to halftime here with your head basketball coach, your Somerville Green Wave, Coach David Long. Coach Long, we've got two periods under the belt. Coach, give us your thoughts on the first two.
Make free throws. We make free throws. It's the tie ball game. They're shooting lights out, but you can't do a whole lot about that. We're going to try to get out of contest, but it's long as we make our free throws, even if they're hot shooting, it'd be probably about a tie ball game. I know we've missed 10 free throws, so that's the key right there. Make some shots from the line and try to get up on there and contest their three-pointers a little bit better. We'll try to make that adjustment at halftime.
You got it, Coach. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is your head coach of your Somerville Green Wave. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down some of this stuff with the Coach Myers and myself here as we look around at all the things happening. We're trailing by 10 here at halftime at 36-26. We'll be right back. You're listening to Green Wave Athletics right here on Southern Sports Central.
Met a stranger in her life. She's a flip-flops and tan lines in the wintertime kind, soaking up the sunshine on Lake Murray and Santee, from Hilton Head to Myrtle Beach and every little island in between. She's sweeter than sweet tea, a lover and a fighter, wilder than a hurricane, category fiver. Whether she's a gamecock or a tiger, she's a make you wanna stop, stay a wilder. Just how God designed her, she's Carolina. A little shy, but after just a little bit of scubbing on wine, she ain't holding back a thing. She's a Southern belle, tried and true. Sometimes I think she hung the crescent moon right over that palmetto tree. She's sweeter than sweet tea, a lover fighter, wilder than a hurricane, category fiver. Whether she's a gamecock or a tiger, she's a mate you won't stop and stay a wilder. Just how God designed her, she's Carolina. Wilder than a hurricane, category fiver. Whether she's a gamecock or a tiger, she's a mate you want to stop and stay a wilder. Just how God designed her, an all-miner, she's
me. I'm all the way up.
Welcome back, everybody, here live at the Firehouse here tonight. Somerville High School is our location here for a Saturday night event here between the Somerville Green Wave taking on the likes of a rival team from across the way, and that would be the Berkeley Stags as they have the lead right now, 36-26. We played a lot of basketball, but it's only been a 10-point spread throughout most of this here tonight. And here in moments, we'll get in here with the coach, and we'll find out exactly what kind of numbers are we looking at here tonight as we kind of look around and all the action and what's happening, who's our lead shooter, and where we're going to kind of go from there. So as we kind of put things in perspective and you try to understand what's happening, where things are, tonight it is the question mark, what do we have to do to hit some free throws? Again, you heard that during the half with Coach Wall, who said, Rich, you know, the one thing that's got to happen is free throws. We've seen the struggles throughout the year. We continue to see the struggles here, even tonight, and here we are looking around. We'll take one more break as we come back. We'll be joined by Coach Myers. He, of course, is with me on courtside as we start to look around at all the things happening in and around. We'll give you Clemson fans something to listen to as we come back in just a few. The Berkeley Stags and your Somerville Green Wave here, getting ready for the buzzer to hit. As soon as it does, that means it's time for period three to kick off our tip-off, if you will, here at the basketball arena. 36-26 is the score, and the conversation of the night is how do we got to do what we do on the free throw. I believe the number that I had was 3 for 12. Yeah, 3 for 12, not a good night at all on the free throw, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel the entire year, which has not been a long year, but it seems like it has been. From the free throw, like Coach said earlier, they're free for a reason. One of the ones you should make, kind of like you look at the special teams and the kicks there, you start to kind of look around and put things in perspective. Here's now we get ready for your third period. Make sure you're following us on social media at SO Sports Central. Of course, our partner over there, Will Chitty, at WC Designs. You won't find any better graphics than that young man. He puts in the hours, he puts in the work, and trust me,
He can drain a three from way downtown when it comes to the graphic design. We're going to inbound the pass from the side. Banks will stand there waiting on Derek Larry to take it down the court. We'll see what we have. Quick check-in on the uniforms. Berkeley in the all Berkeley blue and Somerville in the white with the green stripes and the green letters. Here comes the ball in the half, and we call time. We've got no power to the scoreboard. That's going to cause a little bit of a delay, and we'll look around. Somebody must have pumped the power. Here we go now. This is going to get interesting. Looking around to see what we have to do here tonight. Yeah, zero power hanging out at the scoreboard. We're over here in the student section, so it wasn't us. Got our own power. Make sure you lock and load as well. Follow us on Facebook at Southern Sports Central. You can follow Somerville Greenway Basketball as well. These guys do a great job keeping you up to date on all the things happening. This team will be heading to Myrtle Beach here in a few to play in that famous Beach Ball Classic. It's an invitation-only tournament, and a very impressive addition to the resume for the players and coaches that get invited, and your Green Wave will be in attendance and on the court. We'll try to catch a game or two on the air with them. 7:51 remaining here in the third period underway, and there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the alley-oop to Jack Davis, who's it now Crimson 28-36. And Berkeley going to come down and across the center court. Number four for Berkeley going to sit at the top of the arc. He's going to look around. He passes it there to their hot shot. Number three goes inside the lane, and he drains it. And you got to be able to not let him get that momentum, but they did that indeed. That's going to go out of bounds coming our way if you're Green Wave. You don't mind that call. 28-38, 7:21 remaining in the third period. Trail by 10. That's kind of been our theme for the night. Inbound the pass there, and you got to want it more. The bonus is in Somerville's hands, so they should stick with it. Nope, they're going to give it to Burke. Here we go now, 38-28. Berkeley got the ball back, and now they're going to inbound it. Here comes number three. Butler gives it back to four for Berkeley. Berkeley going to come across the center of the court into their territory. Moving it around there. Got some big men on the court there. They now look on the inside. Number 20 for Berkeley gets under the goal, but he doesn't get caught. He doesn't get the attention from the ball handler. That's number three to the right side of the arc. Passes it to the left. Trailing under, drives under, and in and out it goes. Jack Davis on the rebound, coming at us hard. Going to dribble this thing, take a step or two, and no good. In and out it goes. Here comes Berkeley. A lot of speed here. Under the basket he goes, and no good there. So coming back, does. Give it to Shaq. He stops, he drops, and pops it down. Boy, at 30 to the board. 38-30. 6:30 remaining here in the third period.
That's right. He was going to shadow Everett Butler the whole time, even when Everett Butler passes away. He's not going to leave him exactly what he needs to do at halftime. He's not even going home side. He's just going there.
There you go. I love it. He's getting into the mix. I love it when these coaches are able to finally get off the sidelines or off the bench and come into the press box or in here to the table where they're able to put some of those great slogans that they put together in the years that they've spent on the sideline or they've spent at the coaching table. And Coach Call was one of those guys as well where, of course, we get him in here. We get Coach Sharpie, Coach Long, and now, of course, we add Coach Myers here to the staff at Southern Sports Center. Somerville takes it across the center of the court to bring it in. Derek Larry with the ball. He's going to look around. He's going to pass this one out and around to Raekwon. Raekwon now looking to get it in there. There's the big man, Mazik. Back out to Raekwon, and in it goes. Drain three. 38-33 with 5:40 remaining here in the third period. Big time shot there by Raekwon. Butler with the ball. No surprise for Berkeley. It's all B. Wow, great block there. Gets his own, and number 13 for Berkeley able to put it up and in. 40-33, Berkeley's got this lead. Your green wave driving in. Shaq Davis, a great pass. Great left hand pass there by, of course, the general. Derek Leary is able to put that one right in green wave hands. And here's a quick shot by Berkeley. In and out it goes. And Mark Mazik with the rebound. Give that one back there to Raekwon. Raekwon going to look up. He'll pass it out. He's got coverage all around him. Oh, he got out of it. Throws it into Mazik. He kisses the glass, and it falls out. Rebound. Going to go to Berkeley with 4:34 remaining. Trailing by five, your green wave, 40-35, Berkeley. Here's number three, and nobody there. And I'm looking to see where the foul was at, though, Coach.
Tough call there just going in. He called that all the way from the score. The Lions didn't call that one.
Interesting call for sure. 4:26 remaining here in the third period. We throw about 5, 40-35. Berkeley's had the lead all night tonight. We might have tied it up once, but we've left a lot of points on the board. And unlike us, they're hitting the free throws, 41-35. Another beautiful night of basketball here at Somerville High School. The place is known as the Firehouse. It was that last year. It was a special night when we brought in a group of folks that emotionally couldn't have been any closer to their heart. One was Coach Mulkey's mother. We had her on the radio this time last year. It was quite the moment. In it goes, and now added to 42-35, 4:24 remaining. And Shaq was not what you want to see in the ball handling, and wow, what a move. Holy moly, and he puts it in and around and spreads out with 44-35 as Butler puts two more down. And again, you're trying to look for Mazik under the goal, and it drops down. Got to get him to fall down, as Coach says. Coach, some of the things that you've seen now after we played two quarters, we went to half, here we are now in the third period. Some changes you may have seen?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest change that they made was to put that spy on number three, like I said, that we needed to do. I'm sure that when that was the talk at halftime in the locker room, and like I said, Raekwon Hayward, he's the guy right now that's tasked with trying to stop Ephraim Butler, and that's all his job is right now. He's not looking to help. He's not going help side. He's not looking to come over or dig down. He's just staying with Butler to keep them from kicking out. The big change in the night is the free throws. I think if you look back, we shot with 3 of 12 in the first half, put 9 points on the board for Green Wave. It's a different ball game right now.
No doubt about it. We're now with 3:54 in the third period, trailing 45-37, and Shaq Davis there with a missed opportunity. Here comes number three to kiss it off the glass to spread it back out to 10. 47-37, 3:43 remaining here in the third period. Looking this thing around, Derek Leary brings it back across here. He's going to throw it down there to number 22 for your green wave. That's going to be Kevon Gregory, and again, not good clean passing. It's going to cost us. 49-37, Coach.
Get a timeout from Coach Long just to try to regroup. That's about the third time in a row that Butler has leaked out from the back after a missed shot or a bobble pass or dribble off the foot from us, and they just pitch it down, and that's easy. That's the easy buckets for him. I think the guy that's got to get involved right now for the Green Wave is Mark Mazik. I think the player that they have matched up with him, it's a little bit of a mismatch. Not the big guy that started, so it's a little more of a physical match for Mazik. He's got to get those buckets. He's got to get some easy buckets right here.
Mark Mazik is one of our big-time leaders here. He plays a huge factor in the momentum and what is able to be done there with his ability to get inside the lane, to shoot outside the arc, and do the things that he's able to do is very impressive. Tonight, they have silenced him as well as Shaq Davis. While Shaq has had an alley-oop for a dunk, that's about it. Shaq tonight. He's missed a handful of free throws, but as a team, we are missing a lot more than handfuls. We may have up to 3 handfuls as we speak, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. We're missing a lot of shots that need to be falling. Like I said, free throws. Free throws make the difference in the game. That's something that we got to practice every single day. We tell kids all the time, a free throw shot is like a golf swing. It's got to be the exact same routine every single time. You cannot alter it. You cannot all of a sudden decide, oh, let me try something different and think that it's going to fall. A lot of times that's what kids do. It messes up there. So you just hit the reset button completely on all of that work you put into your free throw.
No doubt about it. Here we go. Summer with the ball. 3:14 remaining in the first period. We trail 49-37 at Berkeley here. Quick passing around here as we're going to look at the top. Now he goes back to Derek Leary for three, and he's in and out. No good, but we have a foul. What we got, Coach?
We got a push off underneath on that 21 on Mark Mazik. Pushed off underneath for us. Berkeley's going to get a chance to regroup and try to set something up. Berkeley wants to run in transition. They do not want to set up and play half-court basketball. That's kind of how they've gotten all their points. They want to run and gun and go, and we really got to try to find a way to slow them down right now. I don't know if it's going into a zone is the answer, or I know that we're spying Butler right now with Derek Leary since Hayward has switched off to a post, but we got to try to slow them down into a half-court game.
Back of the action, here we go. Is it going to be that same number three, Butler? He'll get the ball. Now, I watched him earlier. Moves around extremely well there. Now they're going to pass it out to Butler, and again, he takes the shot. We're going to fight for it, and process of design. When our two guys touch the ball, it falls in the hands of Berkeley. They're able to put it back in, and now it is 51-37, one of their largest leads of the night. Foul called on number three there, and that was almost I don't know if it was a reach or punch or something, Coach. Definitely a foul.
Yeah, that's cool. I think the refs are starting to find their rhythm now. They must be the P's for their whistles must have came in over the Amazon Prime subscription finally popped them off. They're starting to call a lot more now. I don't know why. I don't think there's a difference in the play from the first half to the second half. Rodney Capers just checked in and got us a bucket, so hopefully we can see some more of that.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, 51-39, under 2 minutes to play here in the third period. We're trailing here. Late into the third. Butler going to come in here, try to slow this thing down, try to eat up the clock here, and he's going to have all the time in the world. There is hands that you see in college or in the NBA where the play clock is in the background. We don't have it here, but they're going to do what they can here to pass it around, and no shy of Marshall.
Our young guys, Kevon Gregory, is tasked with guarding Butler right now. He's going to get an introduction to varsity basketball if he's not careful.
No doubt. There's a quick pass out to the top of the arc. Number four for Berkeley. Back out to 33 for the Stags, and they'll get it back out to Gregory. Excuse me, Butler, as he now is at the top of the arc. He'll make a charge inside the lane. No good, but good follow-up on Berkeley. But Shaq Davis gets the rebound, comes across the center of the court there. Some good ball handling there by Shaq. He's going to take it himself. Fouled on the way up, Coach.
That's a foul, and Shaq did a good job on the other end of the floor altering a shot. That's one of the things that he brings. His arms are just so long that even if he doesn't block it, he's going to make you alter your shot to a place that you're uncomfortable with. But he did go coast to coast there and try to drive in. He got a call that's pretty rare for him going to the basket. A lot of times big guys don't get those calls going to the basket. Hit a free throw.
Hit the free throw now, 51-40. We trail by 11. 106 here in the third period. Shaq gets one more. Let's see if he can drain two. It's up. It's in. There you go. There's some consistency, Coach.
Yep, that's good. That's what we need right there is for him to start finding his rhythm and the other guys to find a rhythm as well.
All right, 41-51. Not a surprising differential here. 10 points is basically what we've looked at all night long with 51 seconds and trying to get it back in number four's hands and looking for number three. Kind of moving around quietly. They're going to drive it in. Four. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's a call or not, Coach. What do you think?
I don't know. It looked like he was out of control there. The ball, driving into the lane. I think Kevon Gregory just got caught out of position a little bit. The referee that made the call was on the other side of the court. I don't know what he saw. It looked awkward. I don't know if it was a foul or not, but it just looked – sometimes we tell kids if it looks awkward, a lot of times the referee is going to call it even if it isn't, whether it's a travel or a walk or a jump. If it looks awkward, they're going to call it.
Definitely looked awkward, as in ball handling awkward, but they'll give the foul to Mr. Gregory, and now they'll inbound it. Berkeley does here with 32 seconds remaining. Comes across the middle of the court here. Now trying to throw some time off the clock. They'll give it out there to their main man, Mr. Butler, number three, and he's going three against three, and that means Derek Leary's got him. Oh, yeah.
got the call there, got the 5-second call for being closely guarded. He couldn't get away. Derek did a great job there. Let's see, we got 15 seconds on the clock. Let's see what we can do here. Kevon Gregory's going to kick it back out to Derek. We got Raekwon Hayward, Rodney Capers working the high post, looking to get open. Our time is ticking, and Raekwon takes the three. Zach with a rebound, can't get it to go.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, for the fourth period we head to. We're trailed by 10, 51-41, and another great night of high school basketball brought to you by our buddies over there at Gurns Pharmacy. Gurns is the oldest pharmacy in the great state of South Carolina, independently owned since the 1800s, also Simmons Barbershop, the official barbershop for Green Wave Athletics. When you're looking to get cleaned up, shaped up, or ready to roll for your weekend event, maybe your big game's coming up, make sure you stop by and say hello to Mr. Romy. And then tonight, I got to give a little love to a new member, a new face in town. And if you haven't been there yet, you got to get there. Groucho's Deli has opened the doors. I ate there today, Coach. And have you eaten at Groucho's yet?
Well, yeah, not the one here in Somerville, but that's the taste of 5 points. You know, if you've been to Carolina, you go to Groucho's Deli. So I think that they'll do well.
The STP is always the sandwich of my choice. I ate it today, and man, I was probably the happiest kid. I looked like I probably just met Santa Claus, seeing these guys in town, and the owners came out. They introduced themselves to me, which I thought was cool. We're going to try to get them involved here in Somerville because we'd like to have the partners of the community, and we want to welcome them in. If you want to know where it's at, you got to go to the old Perfectly Frank's establishment where they've come in. They put some great sandwiches on the menu. I've spent my time at 5 Points. I've spent some time at West Ashley. I believe they've got one over in Polly's Island. But they got them a little bit everywhere. I think the only thing that you got to be is a University of South Carolina alumni to own one. But, again, we want to encourage you to go by and say hello to our friends over there at Groucho's Deli. Make sure you tell them you heard about them here on tonight's broadcast. Berkeley going to inbound the pass in the fourth period. We've got 8 minutes under as this is going to be an interesting matchup. Who's it on? It looks to be possibly on your green wave. Coach, how do you handle a call like that? Where do we go from here trying to get this thing rolling?
Yeah, Rodney Capers just has to get his feet set. You know, the offensive player was bumping in, but if he gets his feet set and his hands straight up in the air, that's going to be an offensive call. He was just kind of leaning back into it. Like I say, we got Jordan Dunn checking in right now. I'll tell you what, when Jordan Dunn checks in, he's got the green light. So watch for him to try to get open on a wing or even sink down into a corner. We got to cut into this 10-point deficit because Berkeley is just going to hold on to the ball.
That was a quick one there. They had a man wide open under the goal. They inbound it under the goal and quickly puts it in. 53-41, 7:38. Dunn does get the pass back out to Larry, back out to Dunn. Back to the top of the arc. They go to Larry. Larry now going to set this thing up, and he throws it out there to our number 20, Raekwon Hayward. Hayward gives it back there to Derek Larry. Larry now going to look around. Puts it back out to Dunn. He's dangerous on the arc. Watch out for Capers. Capers kicks it in now. 43-53. Right at 7:11 on the clock here. Now Berkeley going to probably, Coach, play some time management here.
Yeah, absolutely. I would expect them to try to milk some clock here. We got a that's a great post move there by number 13. Working inside on Shaq, but I don't know if they're going to take their foot off the gas or not. I don't think that's Berkeley's style. You would expect clock management here, but I think that they're just going to keep punching. They just keep going and going and going.
Back at the action, 6:37 remaining. We trail by a handful. 55-43, Dunn throws it in and nowhere near the basket. Rebounded by Berkeley. They get it back on their side of the floor. Handful of green wave around the ball handlers. Mr. Butler is now, he will be the man, I would imagine, for 6 minutes. They're going to try to keep it in the hands of. Trying to set up their plays here, moving guys all around the floor. Berkeley has done a good job, and that same number 13 against Shaq puts it in again. And again, how do you beat a guy like Shaq like that?
Well, we just try to back him down. Practicing against Shaq, we always try to, he just answered back. That was a big-time dunk on number 13. That's what we call being posterized right there. I think he picked up the foul with it. That's an and one. can't let his emotions get the best of him right now. The referees are warning him about that talking after the big-time dunk, but that is a big-time answer. If you're playing against Shaq, you probably want to front him and try to back him down. He's just so long and athletic, you've got to try to go up and under him. He's going to get some. He's going to get some blocks. He's going to get some points. You just try to do the best that you can.
Davis, by the way, hot on the free throw. He's made three in a row. 46-57. We trail by 11. 5:50 remaining here in regulation. Berkeley going to pass the thing around. Outside he goes, and in it goes. Oh, the dagger. 60-46, 5:40 remaining. Derek Leary going to take it in. He passes it under Caper. Caper throws it in. Quick answer. Great reply. 60-48, 5:30 remaining here in the fourth period. Here comes Berkeley across the center of the court, and we've got a foul. It's going to be travel on number 24. So we're coming back this way. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't, and this time it does. Inbound pass from Dunn to Leary. Leary going to move his guys around, going to try to put some things together. Dunn going to get the ball inside to Capers. He does a great roll, but it's not enough to get in. In and around. Great work there by Leary, trying to get aggressive, but not enough. And they're finally able to get the ball on the other side. Berkeley does it. Under the goal they go. And Jack Davis there. We're going to see. They're going to give him the goaltending. That's a late call.
They're going to get Jack for the goaltend. I don't know if that was a good call or not. I'm thinking, you know, if he's saying it was going towards the cylinder or even near the cylinder, they're going to call that. Derek Lair is being tasked with shadowing Butler right now. They want to deny him the ball. Rodney with a strong move there to the rim going up. He's going to go to the line and shoot.
One of those calls you want to look back at and try to figure out what happened there. But they say because Shaq touched the glass is why they're giving him the goaltending call. Again, he doesn't touch the glass. We don't get the call. But if our butts were candy and nuts, we wouldn't be trailing by 62-48. 5 minutes on the clock, and now up there ready to put this thing up is going to be Mr. Capers. He's one of the guys that has definitely led us in categories of scoring, and that's going to drop to put us at 49. Looking for a victory tonight. Need this one in big ways. There's another one, so we're hitting our stride on the free throw, Coach. I mean, when you think of it now, maybe something was said at half that kind of sunk in.
The foul shooting has picked up here in the second half, but boy, you just look back at the first half and you say, if we could have, if only, but, you know, ifs don't win ball games, points win ball games.
They're winning it big time block by Shaq Davis there as he went up to put up a shot from Berkeley, and Shaq says, not in my house. 50-62, 4:40 remaining in the fourth period. Coach, you got a chance to watch the girls a little bit here in their game. What did you see out of them?
A lot more aggressive style of play out of the girls tonight. Up there pressing Berkeley and just trying to getting up and down the court. I tell you, number 25 for our girls is a heck of a player. I know that she came from Fort Dorchester and everything. And she's just been an awesome, awesome pickup for us here at Somerville. She is a great, great player. But a lot more aggressive than we were last night against Ashley Ridge on the girls' side.
Back at action here, 4:14 remaining here in the fourth period, and a pass into the wrong hand. Berkeley now going to get the ball, and he's not sure the passing he was doing there, but he had a free shot instead of taking it. He tries to get fancy with the ball and passes it out of bounds, so your green wave will inbound it there. Shaq Davis going to throw it over there to Derek Leary. Leary going to bring it in and stolen away. Oh, Butler takes it and drives it in. And timeout. Somerville, they regrouped 66-50,
yeah.
Coach.
And Derek's got to know better than that. He just tried to cross over right in front of Butler. You can do that on a JV player or at the JV level, not on a player of that caliber. He's going to take it, and exactly what you see is going to happen every time, just wide open layup on the other end. He's got to be much smarter with the ball than trying to cross over in front of somebody.
66-50 here is the score in the fourth period, regulation here, hoping we can find some type of momentum, maybe some type of drive here that we can answer some points here. But the conversation, Coach, is going to be had going into the end of this game, win, lose, or draw, is going to be the free throws, the amount of points that we left on the line with not a hand in front of us, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. A film study tomorrow, I'm sure that'll be a point of emphasis. just showing, hey, here's a missed free throw and what it leads to. You know, when you have your film crew, they're not going to film every free throw. They'll film the second free throw because what you want to see is what does that free throw lead to? Did it lead to a basket? Did it rim out and lead to a basket on the other end? Did we get the rebound? That's what we want to see.
Back in action. Here we go. Somerville with Dunn going to take it across. Gives it up to Derek Leary. Leary going to drive it into Capers. Capers in and out. No good. And here comes Berkeley. Shaq there trying to get a little aggressive. Puts his hands in, but not enough to distract the player to get it in and across the line. Here comes Berkeley. Putting some numbers together, trying to put their play in action. Number 24 for the Stags at the top of the key there. He's going to do some sloppy ball handling. And, whoa, the good pass to save the day. And number 13 drives it in for Berkeley. But it's no good because you can't travel. So all for nothing because it's coming back our way. Here comes Derek Leary. Leary going to try to do that crossover again. He was burned once. Nice shot, but not enough there. And it's going to go in the direction. Now Somerville will get it as it fell out of bounds, rolled off down number 13 of Berkeley. And, Coach, here you go. You start to kind of put things in perspective with 3:11.
And I'll tell you, Rodney Capers can't get sucked into thinking that he's got to do it all. He's got to try to distribute the ball some. I think he's taken the last three or four shots down here on the offensive end. He's got to try to distribute the ball around. Took that one in and out. Shaq was right there with the putback on it. There's Butler with the three. Missed that one. Marcus Lee got the rebound coming down to Shaq. He's going coast to coast. Oh. And one on that would have been big, but we'll take a foul.
Take a foul because Shaq Davis is, I believe, 3 for 3 since the half on the free throw there. A nice spin move there by Shaq. I mean, he's a big guy, 6'7", 200-some-odd pounds here, but he's able to really kind of keep everything together. And tonight, for the most part, we've seen his composure stay intact, Coach.
Yeah, that's been big for him. It's just keeping his head in the game. Last night was an emotional game. Oh, got that one to roll in. First one's good. Emotional game at Ashley Ridge. Like I said, those kids around Somerville, they go to elementary school together, they go to middle school together, and then they split in high school. So they know each other. And that's, you know, the bragging rights are so big. But he's done a good job tonight, and he's really heated up on the free throw line there, hitting the second one.
We go back to the action, 66-54. We trail by a few here, and now 2:38 remaining in the regulation. Passing this thing in and around. Coach is trying to get the play in there. Back to the top of the key. They go to number 4 for Berkeley. Dunn's got him covered up here. We'll see how this thing plays out. Moving this thing around. 2:22 and counting. We're running out of time. And timeout called there by Berkeley. So, Coach, here we go. 2:19, 54-66. We trail in the fourth period. What is the coach going to tell us as we get ready for the final few minutes?
Well, Berkeley, it looks like they're just going to try to waste some time. About 2 minutes or so is where you want to start trying to foul to stop the clock. We got two fouls to give before Berkeley gets into a one-on-one situation. So around 2 minutes or so is where you want to try to start doing that, you know, just to try to preserve, try to get a chance. Hopefully somebody will miss and you can get a putback somewhere down the line.
All right. 19 remaining. We're trailing 66-54 to Berkeley, trying to improve to a record of 5-2. It sounds a lot better than 4-3. We've already beaten these guys once, but we have seen it be something we struggled with. We beat Cane Bay here, went on the road, and we couldn't finish. Here, we haven't had much of the lead, not even a one. But all that matters is when it's all said and done. That's when you want the lead the most. Shaq Davis going to get called on the foul. Wait and see what we have here. I'm not sure, Coach. How many fouls does he have?
Too many in my book. Anything over two, Shaq is a player that you got to have on the floor all the time, but obviously he's got fouls to give if he was the guy out there trying to foul. A lot of times we'll tell you, do not foul. We don't want you to foul. Or even sometimes you'll see a coach sub in a player off the bench and tell them, hey, you got fouls to give. We want you to be the guy, and this is who we want you to foul. All week long when we watch film, we find out the players that we want on the line. So Coach Long telling them right now to back up so that Berkeley can't get the ball in. They're trying to face guard. Jordan Dunn gets a foul because he's got fouls to give. 24, we haven't seen much out of him, so he's a good guy to put on the line.
Here we have here with a minute 59 seconds remaining here in regulation. We trail 66-54. You can tell that tonight it's a different atmosphere here than what we saw last night. Of course, it's still a rivalry game, but a little different. Not as close as it is against Ashley Ridge. And again, if you're, I would imagine some of the dads on this team for our players, they would remember when this was one of the biggest rivalries, no matter what we played them in. It could have been horseshoes. It was serious. There's a quick shot by Dunn, but rebounded by Mazik, and it's no good. The foul going to go on Mazik Arcel.
It's going to be the tail of the tape, too. Free throws in the first half, point-blank shots in the second half. We saw Capers miss some, and you see Mazik miss one right there. He walks down the floor shaking his head. That stuff that you just got to have, those point-blank shots right at the rim, nobody around you.
Substitutions now start to make their way in. Here comes Derek Larry, and we'll check in with Raekwon Hayward. Raekwon coming in here, a senior. He's 6'1". I think he looks a little taller than that, though, Coach.
And Raekwon is the kid. Last year we were in a tournament in Valdosta, Georgia. He tried to chase down a loose ball, just making a hustle play, and blew out his ACL. He had a long road to recovery, but he did a great job of sticking with it, went through surgeries, got the brace now. Came in the gym every single day. He couldn't walk, but he would sit in a chair and work on his left-hand dribble, right-hand dribble, and shoot. So he's had a long road to get back into a Green Wave uniform.
Davis there on the rebound. We're right at 143, 54-66, the lead for Berkeley. Oh, four, almost got it. Shaq going to take the lead, drops it in there. So, again, Shaq now is starting to get a little bit of rhythm. Put your hands up, guys. We got to get some defense. And there's Dunn giving that foul. I don't know how many more he's got in him.
Yeah, he's got a couple more fouls to give. He hasn't seen a whole lot of action tonight. He's in right now. Watch for Coach Long to put in everybody on the floor that's a shooter. Hayden Jeffers is on the bench right now. Watch for him to come in here soon if we want to cut into this 10-point lead.
28 remaining. You got 128 remaining. The lead is at 10, and they can drain them as good as anybody. This is a very good free-throw shooting team, Coach.
Yeah, that's not 22 is not the guy that you want to put on the line, but Jordan Dunn, just inexperienced coming up, first year in the varsity, that's not the guy that you want to foul. He just hit both of them. You got to know who to foul and who not to foul.
All right, 125 remaining. We're going to travel on Derek Larry. So this ball is going to go the other direction. Coach Long is going to have a conversation, but it's all for nothing because here we go, Coach.
Coach Long's calling four face guard right now. So we got four guys all face guarding the ball. We want to try to pick it up, but Berkeley was there. We got a steal right there. That's what it can lead to sometimes. That's a Green Wave ball.
Now you start to see, and again, one of the things, Coach, that I see, and again, you've been on that bench over there with that coach and a few other coaches, Coach Elliott, you spent a lot of time with him, but you see the struggles that we have with handling the ball in the dribbles. We see the struggles on the free throw. These are the things I know we've worked on during the season, or during the preseason, getting ready for the season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those are things that you work on all the time. And sometimes you get to, you just don't know. We've had kids wear oven mitts all summer long to try to catch the ball. We've even set up the shoot away, kind of like a jug machine. We'll crank it up to full blast and just fill it up with balls and have kids just stand there and try to catch the ball, you know, palms out, make the triangle with your fingers to try to catch the ball. It's just something that comes with repetition and habit.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 56 seconds remaining here. 56-68. We trail by 10. That's kind of been that magical number, unfortunately. But we've left at least 10, if not 15 points on the free throw. If you're a football player, these are the things that would kill you on the extra point. If you're a baseball player, it's the small things. Can't lay down the bunt. Tonight it's the free throw, and there's the whistle because somebody got a little eager. 56-68, the crowd starting to kind of find the exit. Looking around here tonight, it's always a good time on campus. Shaq Davis takes it at the top of the arc. I figured he'll post it up and totally unable to hit the goal there, but that's all right, in and out.
Four face guard again to try to get a count on Berkeley.
Rodney Capers just reached and gambled there. Shaq probably shouldn't have shot that three-point. I mean, I understand he's trying to make something happen. That's just not his shot, especially from almost at the F out there. He needs to at least swing it around, take another shot in. We'll usually, with Shaq, let him shoot a trail jumper if we're on an inbound play and coming down, but that just wasn't his shot. It looked off balance. He looked uncomfortable. I think he's just trying to make too much happen.
Shot there, not enough as it falls outside. Now 56-68, the lead for Berkeley, 46 seconds remaining. Tough night on the arc. And, Coach, when you kind of look around, what's next for your you're the coach?
Well, next for me is going into Christmas break. We'll try to enjoy that, finish school out here. Rodney Capers saved that one, and Raekwon takes a three off the front of the rim. Try to enjoy the rest of Christmas and watch a little Green Wave basketball as they go into Christmas and get ready for the big push in the region play. You know, coming out of Christmas, it's like a whole other season. That's what we tell guys. A lot of times you'll go away, get away from here, get away from the family for a little while. You know, spend time with your family, enjoy the turkey and, you know, mama's home cooking and all that. And then we go out of town and really start to come together. And that's what happened last year when we got into our region play.
The tale of two seasons. The first half, we had a lot of distractions. The second half, we made a lot of distractions. How about that? Free throws there, good. That will now make it 69-56. Starting to look around here, 29.7 seconds coming up at the end of the game. We'll check in with the head coach for your Summerville Green Wave. Coach Long will catch up with us and give us his thoughts and opinions as we start to kind of look around. And again, with 29 seconds remaining, this will be a in and out. Dunk no good there for Shaq, and he looks in now with 21 seconds. Berkeley going to take the ball across midcourt. Not a whole lot of conversation, and dunk on the other end, and now take it to 72-56, the biggest lead of the night for the Berkeley Stags as they come in here and take one away from your Green Wave with 4 seconds remaining. And we'll wait here in just a moment. We'll talk to the head coach for your Summerville Green Wave. And I tell you, a tough night. We fall tonight, 72-56. Not the ending that you wanted. They say this is what builds the character of a team, that we look around, we kind of put things in perspective. And, Coach, 56-72, you start to kind of look around before we get in here with the head coach. What do you think he tells these guys tonight?
Well, you know, a tough game coming off Ashley Ridge, a very emotional game last night that came down to the wire, and you don't have that much of a turnaround as far as rest time. I know everybody says, oh, these are high school kids, they're fine, but they need rest too, especially coming off a very emotional game, tight game. We only won by a point, so that means your starters hardly got any rest time. So hopefully last night they went home and got some rest and got off their feet and ate something and hydrated today. But it really shows here in this game against Berkeley how much that back-to-back game, you know, it's not the NBA. They're high school kids, so a lot of times they need a couple days rest coming off, and Berkeley didn't. We played last night and Berkeley didn't, but that doesn't account for the missed free throws and, you know, the wide open looks that we missed right there at the basket, and you certainly didn't account for what Ephraim Butler did on the floor.
Doubt about it. Here, we're going to try to catch up here with the coach for just a quick second here and try to see what we can get here live now with your head coach, Coach Long. Coach, a tough night. We fall down 72-56. Just your thought and opinion.
I just weren't ready to play after a tough night last night. I think we should have been ready to play. I think the kids got the energy at that age, but it was just too much to overcome. Tough night last night. Such a competitive, hard-fought game. Different atmosphere today. But it goes back to free throws. We couldn't make a free throws. And then late in the game, we missed some shots we normally make. And it just wasn't to be today. They got a really good team. I expect them to do well in the 4A. But there's just too much for us to overcome after the big emotional win last night.
How big was it, Coach, that we come in here tonight after playing last night in a very emotional win, and you got to carry that emotion with you against another rivalry, but this out on the other side of the interstate?
Well, we tried everything we could to overcome it. Had them over to the house and ate pasta together and tried to hang out and relax. Apparently, there just wasn't any plan to get us ready to play this game, but a lot of credit to them, too. They're a good ball club. All right, we had to play one of our best ball games here to beat them at their place. They're a good ball club, and they play with more energy and effort than us tonight, and they are in the win. We helped them out with 4 free throw shooting and some shots in the second half from guys that have been so consistent for us, but they earned the victory more than we played not up to our speed.
Where do we go from here tonight, Coach? What's the plan getting into next week? And, of course, I know we're heading up to the Beach Ball Classic, but where do we go into next week?
Well, next up is a day off. We're going to take Sunday off. We usually practice Sundays, but we usually don't play Saturday. So we'll take the day tomorrow off, try to regroup. Got a couple days of school, get some practices in. And Wednesday we'll get a practice with no school, and we'll hit the road Thursday to go play North Myrtle Beach High School, the shootout by the sea. And we got a first-round opponent, Hoggard High School out of Wilmington. I know well our rival of mine lives in Wilmington and know their coaching staff real well. So we got to get ready for them. They're a real fundamental, well-coached ball club. So take a day off, get a little work in, and then go on the road as a team and look forward to some time together, bonding on the road, hotel, travel, eating together, that kind of thing, getting away from school and getting away from Somerville and just trying to spend some time together and grow as a team.
Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you on the next broadcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for being here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Your head coach, or your Summer Greenway, Coach Long. A tough one tonight, but a big one last night. So we got to take one on the chin tonight, 72-56. You know, when you look at the points, though, a lot of points left on the board tonight, Coach. As we look around here, Coach Myers, and you see where we were, what we did, we were really good at a lot of things last night that tonight we just weren't good at.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, and like Coach Long said, the back-to-back thing is, yeah, I understand that you have to do it, but it just takes a toll. It really takes a toll on the kids and on the coaching staff trying to get ready, because you're trying to plan two game plans at the same time with very little turnaround and everything. And I think that's what you saw here tonight, is just you try to do the things that you do well and emphasize the things that they do well and try to limit, you know, shots and everything that they get, but you don't get a full game plan like you would if you just had one opponent and then a couple days and the next opponent. So, I mean, hats off to Berkeley. They're a very, very, very good ball club, and I expect to see them go pretty deep into the playoffs.
No doubt about it, guys. Well, that'll do it here tonight at Somerville High School at the Firehouses. We took a tough one tonight. We fall to 4-3. Overall, 72-56, the final, as Berkeley comes in here and takes one away from us tonight. But don't worry, we'll be back in action. Follow us on our Facebook, Southern Sports Central, and on our Twitter account, at SO Sports Central, for our next broadcast. We're going to get the ladies will be a part of our broadcast in 2018. We'll try to get them before the holidays, got to get their schedule as well. But once we do, we'll have a special edition with the, of course, Lady Green Wave and the coaches that have done a phenomenal job and a turnaround from last year to what they've done this year. So on behalf of everybody from WC Design with Will Chitty, myself, Richie Altman, and, of course, the coach who's joined us here, Coach Myers, who's now part of the Southern Sports Central family, we say enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow right here on Southern Sports Central. We can hear the last call with the fellas from the NYC, New York City, coming to you at 10 o'clock. Getting you ready for all the NFL action. They'll recap some of the bowls from today. They'll talk about some of the NFL games from yesterday. And I'm sure they'll talk a little bit about the NBA as well. So if you haven't listened, tune in right here at SouthernSportsCentral.com to the last call brought to you by Southern Sports Central out of New York City. On behalf of everybody, we say have a phenomenal night. We'll see you again when we're back on the air tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. God bless and take care.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Showing off a new thing.
Couldn't take it all, so I gave her Oom Chang. She called me Top Shotta, yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up, and you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
A bigger house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the b- is out. Chanel croc back, ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken, lit it up, popped it. I hit him up, I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about Ross. I'm that on Viagra. That means I'm on the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get hopped in the helicopter.
What you need?
What you need?
My run the game, we ain't never leave,
never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep,
never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's.
Yeah.
Got bottles, got.
I'm all the way.
Shorty,
up.
What you want? I got what you need.
Peace.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Huh?
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way.
I'm all the way up.